Welcome to Houston Zone Bayou Sound on 99.6. Today we have a special guest who will give us the inside scoop of Houston's real estate market and why it's always the buzz in the news. Her name is Ashley Day, and she's also known as my mom. I'm your host, Baker Day, and we will get started shortly. I'm Baker Day, and today we're talking about Houston real estate with Ashley Day. She has been a realtor for 11 years in Houston and has worked at various real estate brokerages throughout her career. Currently, she has her brokerage license with Compass Real Estate, the leading real estate brokerage in the nation. Today, I'm meeting with Ashley Day in her home, a few blocks away from her office at MKT in the Heights. Ashley, thank you for being here and spending some time with our listeners today.
Thanks for having me. I'm really happy to be here. It's going to be a good show.
So I know you've been in real estate for about 11 years now, but can you tell me a bit about how you got into it?
Sure. Didn't get into real estate on purpose necessarily. I used to be a lawyer in New Orleans, and that was going really well and great. Then Hurricane Katrina hit, and we had a nine-month-old girl, and that compelled us to move to Houston. And since then, I never went back to practice law. I ultimately moved back to New Orleans, and then we lived in New Orleans a bit after rebuilding our house and realized we wanted to call Houston home. So we moved back to Houston, had our second baby, and by the time he became four and started preschool, we questioned what career was I going to go with. I really didn't think I could practice law and be a good mom at the same time. And I was watching my sister, who was a realtor in West U, and she was having a pretty good career, and she made it look pretty easy. In the meantime, we were constantly feeding her referrals because we knew so many people moving to Houston and in and around Houston. And one night, I looked to my husband and I just said, what if I became a realtor? And that made him very nervous, just because there was so much unknown. So at the time, we agreed to investing in $1,000 in myself, getting my real estate license, and that was it. No more than $1,000. And we were very, very nervous because it just seemed like a lot of money and a big risk. Ultimately, though, that risk paid off, and I've been a top producer for the last 11 plus years and haven't looked back since.
My next question is, what are the most desirable neighborhoods in Houston for home buyers and what factors contribute to their appeal?
Oh gosh, Houston has so many terrific neighborhoods. Top of mind for me, because I live and work in the Heights and in the Inner Loop, would be West University, the Heights, Memorial, Spring Branch, River Oaks, Montrose. And then we have like the Energy Corridor, which is awesome, Oak Forest and Garden Oaks. And really what most people are looking for in a neighborhood is, it depends on the family, I guess, or the individual. Families typically tend to look for schools, and that would be Westview is like amazing, as is all the Memorial schooling, like Memorial High is highly sought after. Otherwise, people look for walkability, and that would be, the Heights would be top. And Tanglewood, too, that boulevard is beautiful. And Montrose is gorgeous, with access to Herman Park. I mean, they're just amazing neighborhoods all over.
And how is the market right now?
Oh, that's a loaded question. It's pretty volatile. We've just had a crazy few years since the pandemic. And I guess to answer the present question, I'm going to go back in time, because in 2020, during the pandemic, we all thought the world was going to end. No one was ever going to buy a house again. Lo and behold, Houston and most cities and states around the country declared real estate agents essential. And so we went from like never thinking we were going to sell a house again to, gosh, everybody sitting at home on HAR watching House Candy and wanting to tour homes. And so for me, that was like the busiest year ever. And in combination with that, the feds just kept lowering rates. And so our interest rates fell to like 2.5 points, which is crazy, like super cheap money. People were going insane, just buying and locking in with these really low rates. And so that continued on a continuum through early 2022. And then things shifted and the Fed started like raising the rates and raising the rates. And so like this week we've been up to 7.5 or 7.85. So really high for our historic moment in time. Not that high, like when my parents bought a house, it was 30%. But still it's double, triple what it was in 2020. So obviously the market has slowed, but at the same time that it slowed, we have been suffering with like zero inventory whatsoever. So the good things go, the houses that are priced right and marketed correctly are selling almost immediately. But you know, the amount of homes for sale is less, as are some of the buyers, because they just can't afford to buy with these high interest rates.
And what are your predictions for the real estate industry in 2024?
Well, I wish I had a crystal ball. Typically, we could look at historic things and know what's going to happen, but nothing has been normal or following a historic pattern since 2020. We are in an election year, and typically that's going to give us a little pull on the interest rates. But I do see prices continuing to increase. And while prices are going to increase, the Fed may lower the rates a bit, and then that's going to create another pent-up market for multiple buyers bidding on little amounts of inventory. Because when the rates do drop, which they probably will, because Biden will probably have his team like try to encourage lower rates so that he can have a chance in the reelection. The buyers are just going to come out swinging, and that's just going to cause prices to go up, up, up. So I'm really unsure, but while I hope it's going to normalize, I just don't see a normal market anytime soon. But I do see rates dropping, but prices still increasing.
Thanks so much for being here, Ashley. For those in our audience who would like to consult with you, how can they reach you?
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been a really good time. Yeah, I'd love to hear from anybody in your audience with any real estate questions. And I can be reached at my New Orleans 504-237-6535. Or my email is Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y .day, D-A-Y, @compass.com.
And that's a wrap. Thank you so much, Ashley.
Thank you.